rats off a ship.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Pulling a Leroy. How are you?
That sounds like when they call me for the spam.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Jennifer, what do we have today for rats off a ship, huh?
Well, first we have both the Heat and the Panthers using their first round picks next week.
Both of them.
You're going to have the night off.
I'm rats off a ship. There's no way they both make their picks next week.
Yeah.
Not both. One maybe. One maybe.
Who's more likely to?
Rats off a ship.
I'm going to say the Heat. Bill Zito's trading that pick. It's burning a hole in his pocket. Bill Zito's making, you know, Bill Zito's making some moves.
Right.
You know? But no, there's no way. I said no shot. Rats off a ship. They both make their picks next week.
Right.
No way, dude. Like, I'd be stunned. I think I'd be stunned if they both did.
I'm rats off a ship. I think if I had to.
Rats off a ship.
If I had to pick, I would say there's no way the Heat. If the Heat have their pick, we're going to be disappointed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. We will be disappointed. Though they are good at drafting. I do enjoy their drafts. I don't know. Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm also rats off a ship. I do believe that also if there were to be a team, it'd be just one.
Vlad?
I want to say rats off a ship, but one of them is making a selection.
Yeah, one of them is making a selection.
Just which one?
Will both of them make a selection?
Oh, well, both of them trade.
Will neither make a selection?
That's the thing. Because Dylan Larkin's saying that he wants to be a Panther. Well, that's one of the three teams he would like to join.
Everybody wants to be a Panther.
And we all know that the Heat haven't really brought in any first round or guys who might be in a top 13 because pretty much they let it be known they're using him to move for Giannis.
That's the other thing, too, with Bill Zito is these guys have these no movement clauses in hockey. They actually have a lot of sway on where they can go. A lot of just negotiating through it. It's the same thing happened with Marchand, you know?
Right.
Kachuk, you know, like, and I mean, who doesn't want to be down? You see Kachuk on the ocean in that golf cart, you're just like, oh, that looks nice. That looks a lot more relaxing than Joe Louis's fist here in Detroit.
So, the most important guys to keep on this team are Barkey and Kachuk, right?
Yeah.
And everybody else, you Bennett, would say Bob.
Bennett, I don't want to trade Lundy. I just.
Right.
I just think that the guys.
Well, I'm not like I'm just.
How
saying,
are you getting rid of a guy that's done that much winning this young?
Right. I'm just saying, like from the point of going out and getting a trade.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably going to be, and this is a big list of guys where you say absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Panthers, where the Heat have maybe three. The Panthers probably have five or six or seven guys. Are they?
If you were gonna put it, you'd be like, it would be Barkey, Chucky, the Sams.
Okay,
and then Lundy.
Maybe. So it's five. Yeah.
I mean, Marchand probably not gonna go anywhere. He's not.
He's not gonna go anywhere. But like,
he's up there.
Right.
He's also long in the tooth.
Right.
Although he was awesome to start the season, I felt bad because he was carrying everybody when no one was around.
He had them hanging in there. He was, and then it just.
And then he had the wheels fall off on him.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah. But I'm rats off a ship on both teams making a pick. Yeah. Number two, Jennifer.
We have Darren Peterson refusing to work out with anyone but the Wizards.
All right, so top prospect, Darren Peterson in next week's draft. He will not work out for the Jazz, who are picking two. He will not work out for the Grizzlies, who are picking three.
So what does that mean?
He will not work out for the Bulls.
No, it means something.
No, it doesn't.
It could be something.
No, it could be something.
It could be something.
Well, it could be something.
It could be that Danny Ainge is going to have to give up the goods and move up to number one.
It could be something for everybody else. Like, it could be something for him. But these teams, they're going to be like,
Well, it happened with the Jazz last year with Ace Bailey. Remember, they had the weird agent, and he wasn't going to go there. They took him anyway.
Right. He might be moved. He might be used to get that number one pick.
You trade assets, Vlad? Why would you trade assets when both guys are really, really talented?
Because Utah wants DeBonta because he's from there.
He's from there.
So the fact that they can get the money, like the local hometown kid to come back, that, you know, and especially that place,
right?
They, you know, there's a lot of intangibles out there, Mormon intangibles.
He also might be, but Peterson might be better than DeBonta. Like, he's really good.
And you might, if they do keep, you know, that little troll, Trey Young, that's a good backcourt between Peterson and Young.
He said they could be the one seed.
He's delusional, but nonetheless.
We welcome you.
I'm not rats off a ship. I like pre-draft theatrics. I like it.
I am rats off a ship because I don't think it means anything to what teams are going to do before the draft. I love the way, like, especially in basketball, player says, "Oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that." No, you're getting drafted by whoever decides to pick you.
Right.
It's not like football. The last time I remember doing it,
Weber did that, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't Weber force his way
out of after the first year?
After the first year,
yeah, he was rookie of the year, Golden State. They went to the playoffs, lost to the Suns.
I would say, remember,
your boy JJ Bleday.
Remember who did it in football was John Elway.
John Elway did it. Yeah,
John Elway did it. Did
Eli?
But that was a little different.
Eli swears that it wasn't his dad. This was a recent thing he came out with. He goes, "It wasn't my dad. I didn't like them." He's like, "I didn't." He said he thought that the vibes in San Diego were weird. Everybody blamed Arch all these years, but Eli.
I think
Eli said it was him. He didn't like it.
You have to know Archie Manning. That guy is like, if you look at his sons, right? He is that to a T. Mr. Aw Shucks, ran for his life every year he played for the Saints. He's closer to Arch Manning than the other two guys because neither of the other two guys could run. Arch could run around a little bit.
Yeah.
Or Archie could run around.
Archie,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Arch can run a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's got some boost to him.
By the way, he said he might not step out of the 27 draft. He might stay another year.
I think he likes college too much.
I mean, still,
he didn't. He's going to make $25 million in college.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that people look about that. It's not only making the $25 million. You're making $25 million and not having that NFL pressure of being a top pick.
You're like a god.
So I can be a kid for another year and still make good money. I'm okay with that.
Jennifer, where are your rats with Darren Peterson?
I'm rats off a ship.
Love the rats.
Rats. Vlad?
I'm not rats off his ship on this because I really think Danny Ainge is going to try to make the move to try to get the bouncer. I think that was his whole game plan this whole season. And
that's the guy they wanted.
That's the guy they wanted. The fact that you're number two, you're not at one, that has to irk you even more. So therefore, yeah, I think he's going to do everything possible to try to get
So AJ. He wants the bouncer. Is that how you say it?
The bouncer, yeah.
And Peters might go. Still go number one.
I think most people think that DeBance is gonna go number one to the Wizards, but Peterson's trying to say the only team he wants to work out for is the number one team, the Wizards. But
if that works out, then everybody be happy.
Shoot, if Utah doesn't have to give up anything to get DeBance, they'll be happy.
Right. But they have the leverage.
But
right now,
you're the Wizards, and I hate doing this, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
You gonna pull a Tobin?
No, if you're the Wizards, you have proven that you're not going to take advantage of the situation, right? You're going to screw it up because that's what the Wizards do.
It has been what they've done.
So if you're Danny Ainge and know that the Wizards going to Wizard, how aggressive are you going to be? You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's what he did back in the day when he was with the Celtics and did the Markel Fultz trade. He knew, like, the guy he wanted was Tatum, and he knew that everybody wanted Fultz.
Right.
So he let them be idiots.
Right. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point, is that, like, and how much are you going to really have to give up to move one spot and get the guy that you don't want to give the appearance that and neither do the Wizards, that we didn't want him anyway, right? So you got to make it sound like you want their guy so you could get something.
What's number three, Jennifer?
On Sunday, we have a premiere going on. House of Dragons.
Let's go. I waited last Sunday because I thought it was last Sunday. Let's go.
Is that your Father's Day gift to yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
With no one bothering you?
No. I got, oh, man. That I'm sad about that.
What?
Somebody.
Since your mouse leaves the nest.
Oh, yeah. Wait. But she's going there. Isn't she going down the street?
Yeah, but it's still like an hour away.
Relax. She's down the street.
But she's not going to be, like, we haven't figured out Father's Day yet.
Listen, the nest is empty. The nest is empty.
Yeah, except.
Who's happy that the nest Mima. Is empty? The dad? You or Teaspoon?
Who's happier?
Yeah. No, it's got to be you.
She's happier.
Really?
Because she doesn't, like, I like hanging out with my kids. Everybody know, like, yeah. I love hanging out with my kids, doing stuff. I go to the gym with Rebecca. I used to hang out with Fonz. Love it. You know, like, I just feel like I'm going to get bossed around a little bit more.
Mm. Oh, 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what the little thing spoon, about Mima that's what the little spoon is that does.
Gets I've had around. Whole conversations with Mima, and she's looked over at me and went, huh? I just leave the room. Oh, I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
man. So not Rats Off a Ship?
On
the House of the Dragon premiering.
Yes! I'm not Rats Off a Ship. Are you kidding me? I might have to get popcorn for it. I'm going to take a nap.
Wow.
But here's the problem.
No, he's not. That's a lie. I'm going to tell
here's
you
what. Here's about U.S. Open.
Yes, I knew it. I know. You knew it.
I knew
so,
it.
So you lying it. To yourself.
U.S. Open, I'm going to be, dude, champ, I'm going to have, I might have to get up and have, what do they call those breaks?
Water break?
Water break.
Got to stay hydrated,
I'm
champ.
I'm going to burn. My cheeks going to burn a hole in the couch. I'm going to be napping, getting up. I'm going to have chips all over my stomach, right? I'm just like, yeah.
81 Magic says they canceled Seven Kingdoms. They did.
Didn't what?
I know, I love that show.
I wanted to know what happened with that little badass
that
kid.
That stupid egg.
They canceled
how
Seven?
How many kids? I mean, how many spinoffs of this show are there?
This I don't is know, but the as two? Much as they can make.
I liked that one more than the other ones. And isn't that a cheaper show to make?
I mean, listen. Can I just tell you? Seven Kings started off with what, like... Like, it can't, a show can't start off like, I can't believe it. Like, they show it with a guy with his hog just walking out in the street taking a leak.
I'm seeing stories that they just delayed filming. I don't think it's canceled.
Okay.
I don't think it's canceled. All right. Don't scare me like that, Magic. What are we doing? What do we got?
Game of Thrones.
Not Rats Off a Ship.
You can't be Rats Off a Ship on that.
Love it.
Right? No Rats Off a Ship.
No Rats Off a Ship. Jennifer?
Because listen. They were getting ready to go to war when the season ended. So I better see some damn dragons and some fire and some war.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Don't warm up. Don't warm up to it. Let's go.
That is Rats Off a Ship final
well,
hour.
I'm going to be hot on Monday. I'm just telling y'all right now. I'm going to be smoking hot with this ridiculousness if they try to softball it into the start of the new season.
We'll take a break. Back after this.